It's 2:45, 52 degrees in Urbana. This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Thanks for joining us today. In this portion of the program, we're going to hear about some of the men, women, and children who lived through the Second World War in Europe. Over a period of 6 years, Hitler and his military strove to kill the continent's Jews and others. Millions died. Those who survived were forever changed. My guest this afternoon is Allison Leslie Gold. She's the author of a collection of stories from some of those survivors. The title of the book is Fietz Vase and Other Stories of Survival, Europe, 1939 to 1945. The publisher is Tarcher Penguin. Allison, good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Tell us first, who was Fietz?
Fietz was a young Dutch Jewish girl who lived in Amsterdam and on the verge of being deported. She gave a vase, a silver vase, to a friend of mine to hold for her until she came back. And she never came back from the camps, and my friend kept this vase until she turned 90, and then she gave the vase to me. And safekeeping and to pass on.
Yeah, and you have the vase. It's on your bookcase.
It is, yes.
What is it like living with that vase?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it's a bit like a thorn in my foot. Reminds me constantly of Fiat and of the work I've done for the last 15 years on this subject. And I'm always struck by the smallness of this little silver object and the tragedy of the fact that this is all that remains of a human being's existence.
Mm. A thorn. You know, similarly, in telling Fiat's story, you say World War II remains stuck in history's throat. Neither do we seem to be able to swallow this epic nor spit it out. So it is, you know.
Well, I think I'm not the only one,
right,
who can't seem to somehow put the terrible evil that ran rampant at that time in some kind of perspective. It's no matter how we look at that period, it never makes sense.
Yeah. Seeking out these stories, listening to them, then writing them down, how have they affected you?
Well, they've made me stay close to this subject for over 15 years. They've compelled me, and they've kept me in a state of despair, and I've had a sense of responsibility for, I don't know why, to try to see that as many stories as possible are not forgotten.
Mm. It's the responsibility of the vase.
I guess, yes, the same.
Yeah.
The same thing.
There are the stories of 20 people in this book, and the stories are divided into two sections. The first is the archaeology of survival. And elements of this archaeology include unusual resolve and human kindness. But then there is also supernatural factors. Would you tell us something of the story of Joseph and Rebecca Bau?
Well, Joseph and Rebecca Bau met in a concentration camp and had a secret ceremony, and somehow Rebecca was had the chance to have her name put on Schindler's List, and rather than put her own name on Schindler's List, she put Joseph's name on Schindler's List, and he was saved. And of course, through the next 2 years of the war, he assumed that she had died. And through a kind of what he calls a miracle, they were reunited at the end of the war. And they both had somehow survived. And he believes that their reunion and their survival really has some supernatural component.
There are many stories in this book that involve love, kindness, friendship. There's a story in the book about Solly Gaynor.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, Solly, strangely, I just saw him last week. He lives in Israel, and he was a teenage boy in Kaunas, Lithuania, and he was ghettoized with several friends. And through a terrible, terrible period in this ghetto, as life got worse and worse and food became less and people were being killed, taken up to the top of a hill and shot and thrown into mass graves, he and two teenage friends stayed together in an attic and sort of had a little club. And the three promised each other that if any one of them survived, they would tell the story. And the two others didn't survive, but Solly did survive. And he's written a book about his past, and he's been one of my subjects in this book.
Yeah. He's written a memoir. Off the top of your head, do you know the title of it? It's not coming to
yes,
me.
Yes, I do. It's called Light One Candle.
Light One Candle.
A Cadenza Press.
I think it's something we should seek out.
It's a wonderful, wonderful book, mainly because he has an incredibly vivid memory, and the detail in that book is, and the fact that he was so young, really reverberates.
Yeah. The second half of the book, part two, is called What Slipped Through the Fingers of Death. What do these stories tell us?
Well, I think that the title of that second part has to do with the fact that Hitler and the evil that existed during that period, try as they might to destroy everything good, they failed. And the second part of the book, in story terms, are examples of the rich and good things in life that somehow slipped through the fingers of fate and remained.
Yeah, and a great deal. I mean, so much was lost, of course, but a lot did slip through. Theater, literature, art, love, music, memory.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And each story is an example of one of those attributes. Like the section on sense is the story of a woman who actually she was a teenage girl from Slovakia, and she ended up in Auschwitz, and she lost her sense of smell. And 37 years later, she brought her husband back to Poland to show him where she had been incarcerated in Auschwitz. And after they'd visited Auschwitz and they were driving down the highway, suddenly her sense of smell came back. So, you know, as terrible as it all was, for the last part of her life, she can smell again.
Yeah. Also in this portion of the book, a story that I found, I don't know why I'm drawn to this story. I don't know why it haunts me so much. The story of Benno Meyer-Wallach, the son of a Nazi.
Well, one thing that I did in this book is to not just have Jewish stories. I have several stories that are people who suffered, who were not Jewish. And Benno happened to have been the son of a Nazi, and he was from Berlin. And my story tells about how he was put into like a kind of pre-army and sent to the north of Germany. And when the war ended, he was 15 and Germany was in shambles, and he found his way back to Berlin by himself, and he started to live in a theater, and he'd always loved theater, and he tells the story of how he got to be part of the first theatrical evening that was done after the end of the war, when life began again.
Yeah. What a story it is. There are elements of it that are Beckett-like, and I guess it's so appropriate because here he is. His story is in the survival of theater.
Yes, because I think it's time to honor all suffering and remember the many, many people who suffered. That in that horrible war, 50 million people died.
Yeah. Is there any one story in this collection, Allison, that has, I don't know, that really sticks with you more than any other? I mean, I would think it would be hard to say, but you know, is there one?
Well, I think the one is the woman who is a pediatrician in the Warsaw Ghetto, who, after the war, decided never to speak about what happened during the war. And then in her 70s, she became very ill, and she was in the hospital, and she was dying. And suddenly she realized that she could not die until she had told what she had witnessed during the war. And she somehow dragged herself out of her deathbed and wrote a memoir of her experience, and felt relieved that she had survived to this point, and realized how important it was to tell this story.
Hmm. What kind of reaction is the book getting?
Well, so far it's gotten an excellent reaction.
Yeah.
It really just came out in September, and we've had a few reviews, and they've been wonderful, and I'm very happy with this book. I think it's a wonderful book.
I think you're right. I want to thank you very much for talking with me this afternoon.
Well, thank you.
Allison Leslie Gold has been our guest in this portion of the afternoon magazine. Her book is Fietz Vase and Other Stories of Survival, Europe, 1939 to 1945. The publisher is Tarcher Penguin.